Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We are starting very excitingly. Hilchos Tefilas Mincha, Tefilas Mincha Maariv, until basically the end of Chelek Beis. We're up at page 290. Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Alf. Very interesting. I don't have any reason why. The Mechaber over here, based on the Torah, obviously, starts the Alachas over here with a din that the Chorah should have been later on. We're talking about the Zmanim and stuff like that. But he starts out with the Bidyevid din of when there's a Shastachak. Okay, he hasn't really told us this fine because when the beginning of Mincha and the end of Mara is the Vashad Chukah. It's a very important din that many are knowing to do, but Vashad Chukah, the time of Vashad Chak, Yispalu Bilach. Okay, first, he is taught, I'm sorry, like a little background over here is, we know we have Zvanim and Mincha Marav, and we have the Zvanim and Mincha, you're supposed to daven in a certain time. We also know that there is supposed to be Chazaras Ashas in Mincha, just like by Shacharis and Shacharis we already discussed in Hilchos, the Hilchos Tefillah, that really nowadays you don't really need a Chazaras Ashas, so we do it anyways because we've been talking already, okay, we talked to the Rambam, Chumas Rav, v'chulei, v'chulei. So over here it's saying that really you should be doing a full silent Shmoneh Esrei, full Shmoneh Esrei. However, in Mashad the Chukah, if it's a Shas the Chak, Yisfalu B'Lachash. You should go ahead and dive in a silent Shmoneh Esrei. V'acher kach yomar shliach tzibor mageinu mechayi v'yane kedusha u'mesayim hakel kadosh. Then they should do a Chazara, beginning of a Chazara is a Shas. The Shliach Tzibor should say, Magen Avos, okay, Mechayim Esim, then they should do Kedusha, they should finish Hakel HaKadosh, and then stop. You may choose beyond Likmor Yishmon Esrei Brachos, you don't have time anymore, it's going to be Shkia, and therefore you're not going to have time to finish off the rest of Chazaras Shas, you would stop over there. So that seems to be the Mechaber's idea of a Mincha Kitzara, and that is that everyone does a private Shmon Esrei, and then you do a Chazaras Shas just until Kedusha. Even the Svaradim are not knowing like this Mechaber. Okay, even the Svarim are not knowing like this Mechaber. B'shas t'chak, they are knowing like the Roma says. The Roma says, V'yeshomrim, sheyitpalo sheyatzibor makal b'kol ram v'chei noag. The Yeshomrim is that they would daven the sheyatzibor with the kal. B'kol ram, they would say it out loud together. Okay, that means, sounds like over here that he just does a chazar sashas and everyone davens along with the chazan together. And that's how they perhaps would be knowing, which is the beginning of the idea of just the chazan says it out loud with the tzibur saying quietly until akala kadosh. And then everyone continues quietly. That's the many, like many people do when they do mincha kitzar. The other way that many Ashkenazim do it, that they just have the chazan say until Akel HaKadosh, and then after Akel HaKadosh, people start their own silence from Esrei. That's already mentioned, we've mentioned earlier on. So look at Siman Kuftas, Sivbeiz and Chuf Chav Dalet, Sivbeiz and the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah over there, and they discuss, they bring down the different things. Now, in terms of Lach Lamaisa, I've mentioned it before, that in terms for Ashkenazim, either Minig is okay. Either you could start with the chazan until Akel HaKadosh. If you do like that, you don't say Atakadosh, you say Lidor Vador with the Chalik, the Chazan says in the Sechashkenaz. Okay, that's what you do. And if you're gonna do the other minute, you start after the Chazan, that's also okay. The only thing is the post can bring down. If the Chazan's gonna speed through the first two, three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not gonna be able to keep up with them. It's very, even more important kavan in the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei, that's a Shmoneh Esrei, then just let the Chazan go ahead and answer Kiddush with the Chazan, and then start afterwards. That is what the minhag in amongst Ashkenaz. Sfardim do like the minhag that we just mentioned over here, that they would just start with the chazan. They would just go ahead and start with the chazan. That's the only minhag that generally the Sfardim go ahead and do. However, Sfardim are also much more makbin not to do mincha katsara. Okay, as you see over here in the yeshivas, Sfardim get very agitated with mincha katsara. Okay, and that is because over here, the Mecholim plays the Mechaber mentions, he says to them, hashad l'chukah, only b'shas t'chak, that's when you could do it. Okay, and therefore the shas t'chak we're talking about over here, it would be like it's about to end the Zman Mincha, you don't have time, now we one case. Even though the Sfardim are not as into Mincha, sorry, we'll discuss later on why the reasons are. Even though it's also mentioned over here, Shas Techak, Ashkenazim are more makel, either because Talmud Torah is considered Shas Techak, or was never metakin in yeshivas, or other reasons brought down why we don't do it. Why we, by many, have a minute to go ahead and do Mincha Ketzara, at Mincha, at least. However, Svardim, even though Svardim were Machmir, even the Halacha Brura admits that there are many times where even Svardim could go ahead and do it, like we just mentioned in your minute, Mitzvah Zman.
or for that matter, if you know you're in a minyan that people are not answering amen, and you're not going to have 10 people answering amen, better to do a mincha katzar, or if people are talking during chazar hashas, better to do a mincha katzar. Who are you kidding yourself doing a chazar hashas? It's a bezayin to the chazar hashas. So even the Lacha Brura over here mentions other times that even sardim would be makel. Now, even though mentions over here shas b'chak sounds like at shkia, which is generally how we hold, you're not allowed to daven mincha anymore, okay? Fair question, okay? Chassidim, what do chassidim do? How do they daven later on? So the makor, the chora is the berheitev over here, sikar now quoting the Arizal. He says over here, Arizal, lohi niach la'omra b'kol ram, ela b'lachash, v'achakach b'kol ram, afilu achar shkia zachama, afilu b'erev shabbos. The Arizal held, even after shkia, even on Erev Shabbos, meaning even though it's going to go into Shabbos, he still held you cannot do a mincha ktsar. You still do a full mincha with chazar sashas. Or you're see a smach over here. Why chassidim are more makel? More room to be makel to go ahead and daven at the shkia. Outside of those of the minute of the chassidim, even amongst chassidim, there are many chassidim who are makel only shkia, nothing else. Outside of that, there is no heter over here to go ahead and daven. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Davidson is extremely, extremely makbid on this. Extremely, even more so here in Eretz Yisrael, that you cannot daven anything after shkia, the tefillah ends altogether. Okay? In terms of answering amen to another minion who is davening after shkia, that Marina Rabbeinu Rav Davidson says you could answer amen, because okay, there's some echad, let's say, shitas Rabbeinu Tam, or whatever the chassidim, the reason why you're allowed to answer amen to, let's say, a chazar, a shas, if it happens to be, but you should not be having a minion afterwards. What? Rav Nevinson holds you should stop your Shmona Esrei in the middle. It's nothing.
Not only on a Friday,
but even not on a Friday. You should not, better to daven tomorrow. If you're gonna get into Shkia, don't start the Shmona Esrei, daven tomorrow if you're a bonus. Okay, if you do not have a chance to daven earlier, v'chulei. Okay, that's what Rav Nevinson holds. Now, getting now into the Iker Dinim of Mincha, we all just bring an introduction over here to Sif Beis. As you see, Sif Beis is massive. Sif Beis is massive, and to understand this, we could have to bring down the Lashon of the Tur. The Tur brings down, quoting the Gemara Maseches Brachos, that Vavu Meveis, Amar Rav Chelbu, Amar Rav Huna, Li Olam Yizayir Adam B'Tfilas HaMincha. Okay, a person should be very careful with Tfilas Mincha as opposed to Sumsi Shachar Samariv. Shari Lo Nana Eliyahu Ela B'Tfilas HaMincha. Because Eliyahu Novi was dafka heard, and his fields are heard, dafka tefillas amincha, shenemar, vayi balu samincha, vayi gash Eliyahu. Okay, Malachim Perek Aleph, okay, Malachim Arif Perek Yitches, but Eliyahu Novi is answered at tefillas mincha. Why dafka tefillas mincha? The Rosh Hashiva, I think, has mentioned this idea before. It is based on the Torah. V'kata Rabbeinu HaTor. Okay, the Torah says the following. Mineisha tefila shachris mani yadua. We all know tefila shachris. You wake up in the morning, you daven shachris. But boker bekumi mitasomi palumiyad kodem shiu taraba sakov. Before you start getting tarred with your day's activities, okay, you daven shachris. You wake up and you go to shul, you daven shachris. Okay, that means you shouldn't be tarred with other things, checking your phone and doing all sending emails. That's all awesome. We've already discussed that in Hilchos tefila shachris. You go straight to shachris. V'chein tefilas arvos zmanei yadua bevo lebeisa. When you come home from work at night, erev chuponim ma'asakav, you already done. You're done with your day's work. Okay, you go to marav. Aval tefilas mincha shi be'emsa yom. But tefilas mincha smack placed in the middle of the day. Be'ot shu tarud ba'asakav. While he's still thinking about the next business deal, he's thinking about his agriculture, whatever it might be that he's working on. Tzarich lahasim leiv lifnos mikol asakav yispalotol. You have to leave your job to go daven mincha, okay? And that's why it's a huge kiddush Hashem in Wall Street and all these places in New York. We have all these mincha minyanim and all these big office buildings. It's an amazing thing over here. People leave their work, their jobs, in order to go ahead and make sure they make time for mincha. So classically, the fun is because somebody follows. Him also came scharo harbei ma'od, says the Torah, and that's dafka why dafka mitshas mincha is. That's Torah's ha nigla. Okay, we're standing right a couple days before Lag BaOmer. Torah Sanistar, Tefillas Mincha also has a very, very large place in terms of Hilchos Tefillah. But Zohar Kodesh, okay, the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas V'Yechi says the following. The boy in Arnesh, the kavana daite b'tzlusa the mincha, the mekula tzlusa by Arnesh, the kavana daite, u'bahay tzlusa yotter mekulo, begain the dina shayim ha'alma. Says the Zohar HaKadosh over here that dafka by tefillas mincha, okay, is the time where there's hafshatos ha'din, the time where the din of that day is going out. The din of that day, and therefore, it's very important, says the Zohar, to make sure that you have special kavana
at tefillas mincha. Obviously, you want to have kavanah in all tefillas, but why mincha is even more so? So we have pinigla because it's the middle of the workday, and al pinistar because the time where the judges go out. Dainu. We have judgment Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, obviously is a major time. But every day there's also judgment. On that day is, we get judged early in the morning, and the Hashatos Adin, the Din, gets taken out during the Mincha time, and therefore that's why we want to have special Kavanah during that. That's why we have a special Din, or one of the reasons why we have a special Din over here, by Tfilas Mincha, like the Gemara Mishnah and Shabbos tells us in the first parak, Daf Tes, by Daf Tes. Shabbos tells us, the Mishnah over here says, Lo yeshev adam lifnei asapar samech lemincha. A person should not go to the barber close to the time of mincha. Ad she yitpalel, until he davens. First you daven, then you start doing activities that might take a long time. Lo yikanes adam lemirchatz velo leborski, not to the bathhouse, not to the leather tanner. Velo leechol, not to eat. Velo ledin, not to judgment. Okay? All these things take a long time. Therefore, we don't do it. Let's focus in. Dafko over here on eating would be the biggest nafka mean over here. You're not allowed to eat, says the Mishnah over here, until you dave mincha. He does say, says the Mishnah, v'mitchilu, if you already started any of these activities, ain't mafsik, and you don't have to stop in the middle to go ahead and dave mincha. You go ahead, you can start them, but you should not start the activity. You're not allowed, it's also to start the activity until you go ahead and dave. Zooming in just on the eating aspect now, the Gemara right away asks, Ibailu. Okay, the Gemara says over here, Ibailu, what are we talking about? Ibailu. Not Ibailu. Hai samach lemincha. Hai samach lemincha mincha gedola. Hai samach, which mincha are we talking about? Is it talking about mincha gedola? Or is it mincha ktan? Is it talking about the earlier mincha or you're not allowed to eat? Or is it only talking about the later Zman Mincha, which I call Mincha Ketana, which we'll talk more in the Hanshech. Is it talking about Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana? And another subject Rishonim are also going to break down and talk about at length is what type of Suda are we talking about? Okay, everyone agrees we're not talking about having a bag of Bamba, a snack. That's for sure going to be able to do Samach L'Mincha. However, the Shaila is by a Suda. And what type of Suda are we talking about? Are we talking about any type of Suda? You can't sit down for any Suda. Samach lemincha? Or is it only talking about Suda gedola? Only by a large Suda, a wedding Suda, a bar mitzvah Suda, a bris milah Suda, only by a large Suda, that's what we are talking about over here. So those two sveikos, are we talking about mincha gedola or mincha ketana? And the Gemara goes back and forth. Or are we talking about Suda ketana? Or only Suda gedola? That's where the Rishonim start to have a big machlokas, and that's why this Mechaber is going to be very, very lengthy over here. Mechaber Ramah over here, the Shulchan Aruch. Because that's like this. We'll give out the Shitas and Mezrat Hashem tomorrow. We'll mamik in the Psak Halacha. Oh, yeah. We have the Shait of the Riff and the Rambam, and you can imagine that will be the Shait of the Mechaber also. The Riff and the Rambam, Paskin, Lechumra over here, they talk about, they say that even a Suda Ketana is going to be Asar. Samech lemincha gedola. You can't even have a short Suda close to the time of mincha gedola, which will get people very problematic with generally lunch. Okay, lunch. If they're eating any lunch, samech lemincha, that's going to be problematic for them to go to do if you pass like the Rambam and the Rith. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he paskins that it's only talking about a Suda gedola. Only a Suda gedola, that is what's going to be Aser Samach Lemincha Gedola. Okay, so if you're having an afternoon wedding, to go ahead and start that Suda without davening Mincha, that would be Aser, because it's a Suda Gedola. Samach Lemincha Gedola. However, a Suda Ketana would be Mutter, even Samach Lemincha Ketana. And then we have Rishonim that hold, the most Makel opinion holds, that everything is Mutter, except for a Suda Gedola, Samach Lemincha Ketana. Only if you're having a late afternoon wedding, okay, where it's samach lemincha ketana, only there if you're going to be having a suda gedola, like a chasna suda, or a basmila, or other types of big sudas, Marin Rabbeinu or Nevin saw held any suda with wine would be also considered a suda gedola, okay, even if it's only a couple of people or Nevin saw held, that would also be a beginner. Suda gedola, only that would be asar, samach lemincha ketana to the most. Makel opinion, we'll see all these shitas are going to be brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch, and Bezrat Hashem, we'll crunch halacha lemaisa and talk about this more at length, Bezrat Hashem, next time. Adkan for today.